Tajikistan proposes a new restrictive religion law. Hyperinflation hits Zimbabwe, the church responds, and a ministry marks 65 years of kingdom building. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A new proposed religion law in Tajikistan could make ministry difficult in that former Soviet bloc nation. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it could ban all unregistered religious activity. Griffith outlines some of the restrictions.
Religiously affiliated political parties would be banned. Children younger than 7 would be banned from receiving religious education. All religious education in private houses would be forbidden. Only Tajik citizens could lead religious organizations.
SGA helps the local church with summer camp there. Griffith says that activity would end and cause other problems.
You look at kids who get involved in drug abuse, sexual abuse, perhaps criminal gangs. You want to give children, obviously, the best opportunity they have of escaping these kinds of bad influences. And if children are forbidden to be instructed in the ways of Christ, obviously that's going to, you know, cause quite a lot of problems. We'll have ripple effects throughout the country.
Next, hyperinflation in Zimbabwe is forcing the church to redefine itself. Economists predict the inflation rate could hit 11,000% by December. Buying food's impossible for people who work, only a dream for the 80% unemployed. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board says the church has never had more opportunities for holistic evangelistic outreach. The community is walking through the doors of the church for help, but resources are limited. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Bible Society Send the Light Ministry is partnering with Operation Mobilization India Books. Through this, they can offer Christian literature in bookstores throughout India. PLN Murthy says the partnership will help Indian churches.
It's for the purpose of evangelism and discipleship so that we can provide God's word to the churches in their own areas at an affordable price and where people would not only read them in English but in the local languages.
Despite persecution, their vision is for the Christian stores to be something everyone visits.
The bookstores are open for everyone, not just for Christians alone. And the idea is to have non-Christian community to walk in and to browse through the books of their liking and take it. And it helps in evangelism because, you know, they purchase it at their own free will.
They plan to have 50 bookstores in the coming years. Pray that God will keep them focused on the Great Commission. Meanwhile, in light of sweeping change of international scope, AMG International is looking for ways to affect cultural and spiritual change. Pluralism and religious extremism makes that a challenge. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they're marking 65 years on this focus, moving forward.
That continues to be a focus that we have in addition to newspaper evangelism. Working alongside national pastors, national workers, and so that is really the way we probably focus best to help the national church is by assisting leadership there.
Jenks is urging prayer as they strive to meet their mandate.
Certainly, we are a mission that want to proclaim the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask the listeners pray that we don't lose that vision. And that newspaper evangelism will be a vision that we'll be able to give the people of the Muslim world an opportunity to hear and understand a clear presentation of the gospel.
And Transworld Radio knows that in Latin America, there are many church leaders who don't have access to Bible training. Without qualified instructors and training materials, it's difficult to grow the next generation of leaders. That's why TWR Venezuela initiated School of the Bible, providing a radio curriculum, complimentary Bible correspondence courses, and CDs. The program now airs from TWR's facilities in Uruguay, Bonaire, Venezuela, Chile, and Cuba. Pray that these bolster the church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Songs we hope will help you in your walk with God and the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.